For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
The Winslow Boy. It's over at Irish Classical. I thought it was first-class production. And I think it's a romantic comedy.
Well, it's a delicate walk between drama and comedy. It is a comedy. I think that the subject matter is serious, but like the Oscar Wilde comedies, like the George Bernard Shaw comedies, the glue that keeps it together is very, very serious. I thought in the first act that they did have some difficulty walking that delicate balance. There was a mix of styles, but by the second act, they were fully up and rolling, and I thought did it very well. I was particularly impressed with Robert Rutland, who I thought always hit the right tone. And Kate LoConte just gets more and more wonderful, don't you think so?
I thought she was perfect as the suffragette daughter, never descended into anything shrill or stereotyped. She was always her own woman.
And the new woman, and the clothes are just fashion plates out of the period. She is the sister of the Winslow boy. It's the story of a boy who, while off at school, is accused of a petty theft he did not commit. And his father is determined that his son be exonerated, even though to accomplish this depletes the family finances. It puts them in a very precarious position.
It also jeopardizes the daughter's wedding. It's pretty serious.
It's pretty serious. Concerning her wedding, I would say good riddance.
Doesn't
Ben Moran do that British twit admirably?
Oh, he's the best.
It's one of his beats. We both got up to Musical Fair to see Million Dollar Quartet about that night in 1956 when Johnny Cash and Elvis Presley and Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins showed up at Sun Records to play together for one and only time.
In all honesty, not much of a plot. It might appear to be a jukebox musical. It was sort of a family reunion show where the three successful sons come back with problems and talk to Dad, in this case, Sam Phillips, and meet the upstart, Jerry Lee Lewis, who is just wonderful.
Joe Donahue and his wig. He probably plays the piano better than Jerry Lee Lewis ever actually could, but endlessly entertaining. Great shoes they gave him. I liked the clothes in the production, and I find myself with Million Dollar Quartet, and this is not unique to this production. I always get a little frustrated that I want more of a play, but you're getting a concert and these personalities, and I should just get over it because it's a lot of fun.
When I read the blurb about I'm Fine at the Alleyway, you know, middle-aged man, a play written by a middle-aged man, acted by a middle-aged man, I'm a middle-aged man, I thought, nah, I don't know.
Well, I think that I'm Fine, which is by Neil Raddus, it is about a recently widowed man who enters the world of dating, but what the charm of the piece is it's a sequence of vignettes about middle-aged dating. And it's very nice sketch work. I think that sketch work is often undervalued, where each scene could stand alone. Joyce Stilson is playing for all of the dates, this succession of idiosyncratic women, beginning with the neighbor who inevitably, after a suitable period, shows up with a casserole, and the woman who's an expert on a Match.com type of dating, been on 1,000 dates, each one worse than the one that came before, the woman who's overly sexually aggressive. But they're very charming, and I think that we do well to remember that people like Betty Comden and Adolph Green began their careers before they became, you know, darlings of the second wave of Broadway down at the Village Vanguard, down in Greenwich Village, writing sketches for Judy Holliday. It's a wonderful craft and not to be undervalued. And it was marvelously entertaining. Very satisfied with Ray Boucher, who basically sets it up and then gets out of the way of Joyce Stilson. Lets her do her bit. It really is her show.
I'm convinced. I'm going to go.
All right.
I'm Fine. It's up through May 13th at the Alleyway. I just want to reprise something you said last week about Cabaret, because this is exciting. If you've seen Cabaret a long, long time ago.
This is the sexy update, yes.
Yes.
This is the very sexy update. Yeah, this is the one where William Ivy Long puts him in suspenders and rouge on the nipples and so forth. Yeah, absolutely. And all that and Mary Gordon Murray, too, in the role of Fräulein Schneider, Tony nominee, not for this, but for Little Me, Mary Gordon Murray, whom I adore.
For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.